In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to talk about something that appears in the supplicatory canon of the Theotokos, because this service is like a matin service. But this is actually something that is not specifically for this service. It's actually taken out of the Aptoikos, which is the book of eight tones, for the fourth tone, the hymns of ascent. The hymns of ascent are a set of three hymns, except in one case, tone 8 has four, in which there are hymns basically about the Holy Spirit especially. And they are said, they're sung in a very sweet melody just before the Gospel is read on Sunday Matins. And it's a common practice on feast days, such as Transfiguration or Nativity, other feast days, that only the first of the antiphons of the fourth tone is sung. There's actually a set of three, only the first one is sung for various feast days. And that one antiphon is set into this service. And we hear it often. So it kind of becomes embedded in your heart. And it really becomes more and more meaningful as the years go by. And it's really an amazing piece of poetry. Very comforting. So let's look at it and just see a few things about it. From my youth do many passions war against me, but do thou thyself defend and save me, O my Savior. This is just a statement of fact. The whole canon has been stating that we are corrupt, and that we have corruption, and we have passions, and the audacity of the demons shouting at us because of our weakness. And this is just repeating that. There are many, many prayers that have this idea. And this idea is really a golden idea. This is the key to making progress in the spiritual life. To recognize that you are weak. How can you do something if you do not recognize that you cannot do it? How can you grow and learn something? There's nothing. If you think that you're a really great basketball player and don't want to take any instruction and yet you can't even dribble, you'll never be great. You must take instruction. If you think that you're a great writer and won't take any instruction, you'll never improve. So it is in the spiritual life. If you don't recognize that there are many passions in you, some of which you recognize and most of which you do not, then you can't make progress in the spiritual life. It's just a fact. Not well understood, unfortunately, because in our day and age, the idea is not to offend anyone. And it seems like it is offensive to people to tell them that they're doing something wrong or that fundamentally they're not leading their life in the right way. Well, we have no such qualms about that in the Orthodox faith. We tell ourselves that we're not living right. So that's what this hymn says. Many passions war against me. And then the next one. Ye haters of Zion shall be shamed by the Lord, for like grass by the fire shall ye be withered up. Now Zion, of course, is Jerusalem, and it's always a symbol of blessedness, of heaven. So ye haters of heaven, ye haters of the holy life, of the perfect life, of the way to eternal life, shall be shamed by the Lord. And where will the shame occur? Or when will it occur? Certainly at the second coming, when the Lord comes like lightning from the east to the west. We just read about that today in the Gospel. And like grass, they'll be withered up. You know the parable about the wheat and the tares, right? At the time of harvest, the wheat will be gathered up, and we will be brought to the reapers. But the tares will be gathered up also, and they will be burned. This is that grass. Let us not be that grass. Then a beautiful definition of what the Holy Spirit's ministry is. In the Holy Spirit, every soul is quickened, and through cleansing is exalted and made radiant by the triple unity in a hidden, sacred manner. That's very comforting to me. I've read these words, I don't know, couple thousand times. And every time that I read this particular one, it just gives me a good warm feeling. Because there's so much wrong with me, and I know there's a lot wrong with everybody. Too much wrong for us to fix on our own. We don't even know how to go about doing it. But the Holy Spirit does. And so the Holy Spirit, in a hidden, sacred manner, cleanses us. And this is the definition or the description of salvation. Notice it's not saying that the Holy Spirit forgives our sins. The Holy Spirit cleanses us. This is better than forgiveness of sins. And it happens in a hidden and a sacred manner, a way that we cannot understand. But that is occurring even now as we speak and as we live. Truly a very beautiful word. And one that, I'll be honest, has kept me going sometimes. Because we all have good days and bad days. And when there are bad days, sometimes it seems like nothing's going right. I'm not talking about that there are, you know, the traffic's bad or that it's hard at work or something. I'm not talking about stuff like that. I'm talking about that in your heart you just don't feel right. But the Holy Spirit is working in our heart in a hidden and a sacred way. Always working with us in ways we cannot understand. And then the last of the antiphon, first part of the antiphon of the fourth antiphon, is by the Holy Spirit the streams of grace gush forth, watering all creation for the begetting of life. And here, of course, is the image of the Holy Spirit as water. We refer to the Holy Spirit sometimes as water, sometimes as fire, sometimes as the cloud, sometimes as the wind, because of the various ways in which the Holy Spirit acts. He acts as the wind because He enlivens us in a hidden, sacred manner. We don't know where the wind blows and where it's going to blow next. So we don't know how the Holy Spirit works. He acts as fire because He purges away sin. And He also warms us, warms the coldness that is in us. And He enlightens us because fire gives light. He acts as water because water cleanses and water refreshes. And water is certainly the source of life. And He also acts as a cloud, because the cloud covers all things and fills all things. So that is why we refer to the Holy Spirit as these four different symbols. Of course, there's also the dove, because the Holy Spirit is pure and clean. And so, by the Holy Spirit, streams gush forth. That is reminds us of where it talks about that we will be a well of water springing up from within our belly, as the Lord taught. And also where He taught to the Samaritan woman, and He talked about that if she asked, He would give her living water. The Holy Spirit is that living water. I hope you find these hymns as comforting as I do. I really find that the repetition of them makes them ever more meaningful. There's really a fundamental principle of human life that the church understands well. We need things to be repeated, and they need to be beautiful. And so our services are full of variation, but also of repetition, and of things being sung in the same way, in the same pattern, all the time, so that our mind doesn't really need to search out for what's going to happen next. We already know what's going to happen next because of the pattern that we have understood over the years. And so without worrying about what's going to happen next and wondering what's going to be said next and what the next hymn will be or whatever, we can just pray. And the heart hears these words and is enlightened by them. So may our Lord Jesus Christ, through the prayers of the Theotokos, enlighten us in a hidden and sacred manner. Amen.